This area is known as Poet's Corner. In front of you, beneath the window, is the tomb of the English poet Geoffrey Chaucer. Chaucer's best-known work is The Canterbury Tales, a vivid portrayal of medieval life still read and admired more than 600 years after it was written. Chaucer was the first literary figure to be buried or memorialized at the Abbey, and it was his tomb that inaugurated the area we now call Poet's Corner. Ironically, though, his literary reputation was not the original reason for his burial here. In fact, Chaucer was collector of customs and the clerk of the works for the Palace of Westminster, what we'd now call a civil servant. He knew the monks, too, because he leased a house from them in the Abbey grounds. It was these connections that led to his burial here in 1400 in a simple grave. Another 150 years passed before Chaucer's literary achievements were acknowledged, and his remains were removed to this more elaborate tomb. Since Chaucer, nearly 40 writers have been buried in this part of the Abbey, and there are more than 60 memorials to authors who are buried elsewhere. Explore this space on your own. Walls, windows, and floors. You will find memorials to writers across the centuries, such as Victorian poets Browning and Tennyson, novelist George Eliot, poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, Alice in Wonderland author Lewis Carroll, Elizabethan poet Edmund Spenser, Romantic poet William Wordsworth, Scottish poet Robbie Burns, several of the war poets such as Wilfred Owen, novelist Jane Austen, former poet laureate Sir John Betjeman, and the famously prolific novelist Charles Dickens, to mention but a few. Some of these people are buried here, others are simply commemorated.